to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On one hand, it seems kind of odd to be celebrating the Ascension, to celebrating basically goodbye. I distinctly remember my goodbye story when I was being dropped off to college in Flint, Michigan. Parents had drove up with me to drop me off, and there were a lot of tears, mostly from my mother, but some of them from me. Because this was the first time I was going to spend any extended time away from home. And for the apostles, their goodbye story. So they first experienced Jesus' death, his burial in the tomb, and figured, well, that was that. But then all of a sudden, he's been raised from the dead. He's appeared to them. He's ate with them. And now all of a sudden, they watch as he is taken up to the heavens. What a roller coaster of emotions it must have been for them. You know, but as I thought about goodbyes, I remembered the song by David Gates, "Goodbye Girl." The refrain goes like this: goodbye doesn't mean forever. Goodbye doesn't mean we'll never be together again. For the disciples, they understood this, because how did we conclude today's reading? They didn't go off with great sadness, but instead, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. For them, a basic fact was made clear to them. Now keep in mind, these are the same men that walked with Jesus, talked with him, ate with him, laughed and cried. They experienced his physical presence. And yet, the basic fact that they realized was he was actually more present to them now that he had ascended to the Father. He was actually more a part of their lives than when they were physically walking with him. You know, Jesus promised us at the end of Matthew's gospel, "And know that I am with you always until the end of the age." So how is it the disciples felt Jesus' presence even more so that after his ascension? It's because of Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit. By giving the gift of the Holy Spirit to his believers, a gift that each of us received at our baptism, this is how Jesus fulfills that promise of being with us until the end of the age. This is how those disciples recognize Christ's presence with them even more strongly than when he was physically walking among us. We also know that Jesus had to ascend back to heaven, because it wasn't the same as the Son of God coming down to earth, because now he was taking with him his human body. Now he was taking humanity with him up to heaven. In the opening prayer today, we prayed, where the head has gone, the body will follow. We are Christ's body. We are the body that will follow him eventually into heaven. And that is why we celebrate the ascension this day. The apostles were empowered by the Spirit to preach the good news because they knew that good news included the promise of the Holy Spirit to all who believe and to all who receive the gift of baptism. And it is that Holy Spirit that guarantees Christ's continual presence in their lives and our lives. And so that's why we celebrate today, not for a goodbye, but we celebrate because Jesus, now reigning at the right hand of God, has won the victory over sin and death, thrown open the gates of heaven, and offered the gift of the Holy Spirit to accompany us through this life, leading us, the body of Christ, where the head has already gone, to eternal life in heaven.